who knows how the fuck it'll turn out. No biggie. It's only my, you know, third and hopefully not last film. Whatever, about a woman who's a snake.
It's a film about Jennifer Lynch, David Lynch's daughter, who's a Hollywood director. She goes to India to make this snake goddess legend horror movie. And basically anything that can go wrong on a film set goes wrong. And in the course of that, Jennifer has an extremely interesting personal breakdown and a series of personal breakthroughs along the journey. And it's 8 months of this experience in India, this cultural clash, you know, the relationships on set between her and her daughter and her and the producer. And also it's about a woman who wants to have it all. And she wants to be a filmmaker in her own right, not just David Lynch's daughter. And she wants to, you know, have a sustainable career as a filmmaker, but still be, you know, a mother to her daughter. She wants to have a man in her life, but still be able to work. So she wants to have everything, but she's struggling to get anything. So that's what the film's about. I was actually on my way to Kabul to work on another film I'd got a grant for, and I stopped off in Mumbai because an old friend of mine lives there who's a Bollywood producer and director, Govind Menon. And he was desperate when I ran into him. He was tearing his hair out and he begged me to stay in Mumbai for a week. And I said, I can't, I've got to go to Kabul. And he said, I need you to babysit this director's daughter. She's brought her 12-year-old daughter from Los Angeles and we can't find a nanny. He said, please just stay and babysit her. So I was like, fine, okay, I'll stay. And I met Jennifer and thought she was wonderful. And I met her daughter, Sydney, and thought she was adorable. So I said, I'll stay for a week. And I just spent the week with Sid and Jen, and after spending a week with them, I realized, you know, I wanted to stay, but I needed the money to go to Kabul and keep working on the film there. So I said to Jen, look, I have to go. And she said, look, why don't you just stay and make a film here? I said, no, I want to go to Kabul. I'll be able to, you know, get my grant there. And she said, if you stay here, I guarantee you there'll be something happening. And I said, but I want to make an observational film. I want to make a film, you know, that's shows what it's really like, you know, for you as a director on this film. And she said, you can do whatever you want. So she kind of willed this into existence. She wanted the film to be made and she was comfortable with me making it, but I had no idea what I was in for.
I'm not a machine!
You're screwing up the scenes. If you can't hack it, quit.
You know, the chop, 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 chop of India is not what Jen wants to do.
It's just so absurd. I'm making a movie about a fucking snake that turns into a woman who turns into a snake. I got a piece of shit over there with a Pamela Anderson shirt on it, and I'm having a nervous breakdown because, like, I can't have fun with it. It's absurd. Where's the joy? Well, how did it become this?
Jen is the most emotionally honest person I think I've ever met. She shares how she's feeling it in the exact moment she's feeling it, and she doesn't hold back. And there's something powerful that happens in that because, you know, whether she's talking about, you know, her sex life or her periods, when she speaks about these things in a social situation, you can see people almost look repelled, but then they move closer. So it's this great technique she has to kind of endear people to her. And I noticed this after spending a week with her, that she's extremely charismatic because she makes you feel so welcome and warm and loved, and she doesn't put herself on any kind of pedestal. So, yeah, she's just the most interesting person I think I've ever met. I got on board when the film was called Nagin, the Snake Goddess. But then about halfway through production, they decided they wanted to call it Hiss with 3 S's. And, you know, that sounded cool. It's a special effects heavy movie. It's kind of horror and creature feature and love story and musical. So it worked. And it was supposed to straddle both Hollywood and Bollywood. That was the plan. It was going to be this fusion kind of cinema. But unfortunately, it was only released in India and it got scathing reviews. I think a lot of 14-year-old boys went to go see it because Malika was in it, and she's a very beautiful, famous Bollywood actress. But it didn't really work. There was a lot of problems with it.
But it is a very, very ambitious film.
It's an admiration of sensual, sexual female bravery.
Oh, yeah, in India?
Yeah, in India.
It was, 4 years. And basically what I did, because we didn't get any finance for it. You know, it was a self-funded project. I'm a shooter-director, so I did everything all by myself on the ground there. And then when I got back to Australia with, you know, about 3 terabytes of footage, I realized I still couldn't get any finance. So I thought the only way to convince people that there's a great story in here is I have to go through it. And my background is in editing and post-production. So I started going through the footage, cut it into little rough scenes, and I actually couldn't afford to stay in Sydney and, you know, sustain this lifestyle. So I took a house sit in the mountains in Spain for 4 months and rough cut it there, which was a great idea, and I'd suggest it to any other filmmaker if you're trying to conserve your funds and living in a big city as a filmmaker, just jet off to Europe and live rent-free and edit there. So I did that, and that was actually a great thing to do because I came back with all these stories. And then eventually I did another house sit in Oslo, of all places, where I did the rough cut. So that's how I survived. But, I mean, between that I worked freelance as an editor, did all kinds of odd jobs. And just to keep the film going and keep it alive, it's not an easy thing. If you love the project you're working on, you don't mind putting all your money into it because you've got that faith in it. And I think often you have to do that as a sign of faith to everyone else around you. And this was my first film, so I had to get it to a point where people trusted that I could do this. I have all these people who are involved in the project or who've known me, you know, for many, many years, who've known about the project and me trying to work on it on my weekends and evenings and going to Spain and Norway to try get it finished. And so it's going to be a wonderful screening because there's going to be all these people there that are a part of the film and the history of the film. So, and it has been a good validation of the film. I like the film because I'm, you know, quite attached to it and quite close to it. But it's it is quite, you know, humbling to discover that other people enjoy it as much as I do. And that was when we were at Hot Docs in Toronto. That was the biggest shock to me, sitting in the audience and listening to them and watching them watch it and watching them engage with it. And I'd never experienced that before with my own work because this was my, you know, debut feature. So, yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to at Sydney Film Festival too.